Berukatim Chayadam Klal Nun Simon Vav. Now, the Chayadam says the following. Rabbi Nochen is appropriate. Kisha Yoshrin b'mesiba v'shosin yayin v'sha'ochlim midivorim shmavorchen olav baracha achas me'en shol, me'en gimel. You're sitting together as a group and you're drinking wine or eating something where the chiyuv, there's a chiyuv of bracha achas me'en shol. They're eating mezonos together. They're eating peiros from Eretz Yisrael. The hay minim, dates, etc. For example, a kiddush Shabbos morning, so you have a group of people eating, they're eating mezonos, they're drinking wine, and Avo gav l'chatchila ein roy sheyifter echad es chavero bebracha achrona kiddushel klal he. So before in the klal he, he spoke about the klalim and brachas. One of the questions was, can I be much to somebody else in a bracha? So mikra din shemeika aina. I can watch you other people in a bracha, but Chazal came along and put limitations on Shemei Ka'ina. For example, they said, Shemon Esrei, you can't use Shemei Ka'ina because it's appropriate for you to say it yourself. Tefillah person should say it themselves. The exception being a person who's not a baki, is not able to do it. So then you can use Shemei Ka'ina. Or Birchus Kriya Shema, or Birchus Kriya Shema. For Shema, a person should say it themselves. Birchus Kriya Shema, a person should say themselves. If, however, there's a tzibur, you can be moitzi somebody else. So they put different limitations and different scenarios. So, to moitzi somebody in benching, only in the context of zimun, it's coming together. To moitzi in a bracha rishona, you have to be sitting as a group. There has to be a kaviyas together. So, but by bracha achrona, we said, since they only allowed the bracha, one person to moitzi somebody else in a bracha, because there's a kviyas, the nature of a bracha achrona is in the moment when they're breaking the kviyas, the people are going their own separate ways. So therefore, you can't be with somebody else in a bracha achrona unless he's an anabaki. For example, he's not sure if he said a bracha or not. See, he's not able to say the bracha because he's masupik. He's an anabaki. He's unable to say the bracha himself. Or a person is actually unable to say the bracha. Unable to say the bracha. So, comes Chayyarim and says, even though I said before that you should not do that, if there's some people there which you are concerned will not say the bracha achrona. Why? They don't know how to say the bracha. And you ask them to say the bracha, they're going to be uncomfortable, they're not going to really say it, or they're going to forget, which is the common concern which we have by Kiddush, that maybe people will forget to say a bracha. So, mitzvah al echad, sheyachavlo l'misha yotzeh lahotzi. One person should say it out loud, and he should have in mind, so one person should have in mind, to be motzi whoever needs, whoever wants to be yotzeh, should say it out loud. Mr. Burr does point out on this is a bidiyavid. Bidiyavid, it works. So we're saying that we're going to do the bidiyavid because the bidiyavid is better than not saying it at all. So we're doing, being moitzi, having one person be moitzi the tzibur, but say by Kiddush, is an appropriate thing. Otherwise, there's definitely people which are going to forget to say the bracha achrona and walk away and not say it. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have an option of saying along with the mevorech, you should do so. So any person who's able to say the bracha on them, by themselves, really could do so. The question which comes up is, are you going to undermine what you want to accomplish? You want to accomplish that that one person says it, this way everybody's going to listen, etc. So one person says it, there's, let's say, 50 people there. One person says it, the other 49 will listen. If 20 people are saying it, the other 30 are not going to listen anymore. So they have to make sure that they do it in a way which is, it's not, there's one person clearly saying it out loud, and with everybody else, everybody is saying it quietly to themselves. But if they start saying it out loud, eventually what's going to happen is people are going to see a lot of people saying it, and then I'll say it later myself, and then forget to say it. So, or they can't hear the person who's saying it. So definitely it is appropriate to try and say along, but it should be done in a way which is not going to undermine what we're trying to accomplish, is making sure that everybody hears the bracha and says the bracha. So going back to the beginning of the siman, in the case of a person is masupik, so this would be an etzah, he could have somebody else be motzi him in the bracha. So he gave an etzah before of eating some more to allow yourself to vadi say a bracha charno. Another etzah would be have somebody be mechaven to be motzi. Have a good day.